A jolt of inspiration, a blast of brilliance, a bolt of genius. This is the way we describe the rarest of talents, and probably as close as we get to them. And no matter the pride that I have in my bulletin copy or my announcement jokes, genius is a title I'll never be receiving. My MacArthur Fellowship paperwork seemingly forever pending. St. Rita, though, has known genius, at least in our territory. A mere six blocks away is 3039 College Court, the tightest street in our territory, a wingspan reach from one sidewalk to the other. The childhood home turned recording studio that sent New Orleans music to flight and touch the world. When we think New Orleans musicians, we probably first think Louis Armstrong, maybe Buddy Bolden for the researcher, Professor Longhair, Pete Fountain, Fats Domino from the album era. Perhaps in our own day, Holly Grove's own Dwayne Carter, Lil Wayne, or maybe Byron Thomas, better known as DJ Manny Fresh. Before and above them all, though, I'd argue for the man who moved onto College Court before his first birthday, whose mother's gift of an upright piano to his older sister changed the rhythm of a household and our world. Alan Toussaint grew up on 3039 College Court, a couple stones' throws from here, the site of more than a couple hits. Toussaint played the front man from time to time, but like the greatest of greats, his skills made others great, drawing the gifts out of others, arranging, directing, coaxing, seeing things not yet present, hearing things not yet played. Genius, present in our territory. Around the front room piano at 3039 College Court, Toussaint would hammer out a melody, giving a work in progress to be sung in a back room of the house to one of the many center stage talents he helped develop. So it was, one rainy afternoon, Toussaint having just given Benny Spellman something to work through, when he turned quickly back to his piano. Drip, drop, drip, drop. By the time Spellman took to finish, Toussaint had already churned out It's Raining, giving it to another College Court regular, Miss Irma Thomas. A jolt of inspiration, a blast of brilliance, a bolt of genius. I love that story of Toussaint, that reflection on genius, because today what we really do is reflect on the genius of God, on that flooding, flowing bolt of energy that is the resurrection. Toussaint enjoyed putting songs together so much because, as he reflected, when you're writing, you can play God, creating little Adams and Eves, at least for a moment. Our earthly genius can point, at least for a moment, to God's genius. This isn't just one bolt of song-creating brilliance. This is the bolt that continues to spark and light up our world this morning. How do we see it most clearly this Easter day? Look again to our gospel. That breathless, jolting, creative genius is on display. The account running to us faster than Peter's running to the tomb. We expect to hear of Jesus this morning, appearing again, brilliantly displayed. But this Easter day, it's all happening at once. A whirlwind of the empty tomb to the upper room and back again. God's Jesus genius is sparking across Jerusalem, unfolding just a little moment, which in turn unfolds and overturns everything. The empty tomb, the joy-filled grave, the life from death, the quick-breathing feeling of this Easter day. We might not be geniuses ourselves, I guess I should speak only for me here, but when genius is present, it's undeniable. Here in St. Rita Church this morning, it's present again, pointed to by the earthly genius of those around us, but palpable again in the genius of God today. A jolt of inspiration, a blast of brilliance, a bolt of genius. God is at play this Easter day, brilliantly producing his greatest work. Let it live not just in our minds or on our ears, but thumping in our hearts this season. The empty tomb says it all, whirlwind once. Life is changed. Jesus is risen. Enter God's genius this season.